right, people, it's magic time.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
And now, here's something we hope you'll really like.
This is the Halifax Daily News with Jamie and Lisa.
Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Halifax Daily News.
Back at the grind for a short work week. I don't know if you're aware that the Canadian Museum for Human Rights is opening up in Winnipeg later on this year. And just getting some details about how much Nova Scotia is going to be featured in this museum.
Good or bad? We have good human rights or bad human rights?
Well, unfortunately, I mean, a lot of it is our poor history.
Yes.
I guess if you could put it that way. It's going to be included in the museum, going to be the expulsion of the Acadians, Africville, the Viola Desmond and Donald Marshall Jr. situations. And I guess the exhibits linked to Nova Scotia were developed after museum officials actually visited this province and basically discovered how rich our history was and sour our history was with regards to human rights.
Yeah. Don't know if that's good or bad.
We can use that at the museum.
We can use all the horrible things that you guys have done in your past at our museum. Well done. Give yourselves a big pat on the back there.
Well, I mean, if exploring these situations and this history does anything to prevent a similar occurrence, then consider it a win, I'd say.
Turn on the lights, the cockroaches scatter.
Yeah, exactly. Some other Nova Scotia stories that are going to be told in the museum. The infamous Butterbox Babies. Now, are you familiar with the Butterbox Babies story?
Now, I've heard the name. I remember there's a TV show, but no. What went on?
It was a real sad episode in child welfare in this province. That's children that were born, you know, 1928 to 1945 or so at the Ideal Maternity Home down in East Chester. Mm-hmm. They didn't have much of a future. And it's a tale of that were babies dying under mysterious circumstances, and they ended up, buried in tiny wooden butter boxes at the property. And I mean, it took years to uncover the situation and to really reunite the babies' remains with their proper families.
Ew.
But it was just a horrible mess.
Another piece of great Nova Scotia history that we're so proud of, huh?
Oh, God, exactly. And of course, the Human Rights Museum is supposed to open in September. This is a project, $350 million project that's been years in the making. It's one of only two national museums outside the Ottawa region. The other one is the Pier 21 Immigration Museum right here in Halifax.
Which was prominently featured on an episode of Big Brother last week.
Oh, yeah,
Pier 21.
Right.
That was kind of neat. A little bit of Canadian history injected into that madness that they call the Big Brother house.
Yeah, exactly. Do you consider yourself a Neanderthal?
Why are you staring at me? you know the answer to that one.
Well, it's funny. They're shooting a TV show, I guess it is, down Lunenburg Way, and they are looking for Neanderthals. They're looking for stocky men, late 20s to early 40s, in decent shape.
Like, well, now she stopped looking at me.
Well, they want people who look like they live outside and eat berries and squirrels and whatnot. So if you are a man who's of stocky build...
Or a woman. They're looking for women, too.
They are looking for women, yeah. And the shoot, I guess, is not for the faint of heart. They're going to be outside quite a bit. There's
Probably naked or close to.
Or close to it, yeah. Some heavy-duty prosthetic makeup that'll have to be done. So you know what? It'd be kind of fun. I mean, you wouldn't have very many lines to memorize.
You'd have to wear one of those, what do they call them? A merkin. Probably have to wear a merkin.
Wear a merkin?
Yeah. It give you the opportunity to wear a merkin. If you don't know what that is, you can look it up online. But I would imagine that Neanderthals were running around with no clothes. But they want to kind of have it family friendly, I'm sure. So you'd be wearing a merkin.
Too funny.
it's a toupee for down, an Australian toupee.
Well, if you want
down under.
If you want to get your quest for fire on, go see HennesseyCasting.com. They have more information posted there on the types of Neanderthals they're looking for.
Yesterday we were talking about whose line is it anyway when we were chatting about improv and stuff. Well, one of the cast members of Whose Line, Greg Proops. You know, he's the one with looks like Buddy Holly with the glasses. Well, he's doing his podcast this Friday here in town at Company House.
Oh, very cool.
Tickets are $15 at the door. We might even check that out.
He's
a master of improv, and of course, he's got this podcast thing going, so that's two check marks in his column.
Exactly.
We might be checking him out. So once again, that is Friday. All the information at Company House.
Well, this could be a game changer, kids. It's a brand of powdered alcohol that's designed to be mixed into a drink or sprinkled over the food, has just been signed off by the U.S. government, and they figure by the fall, it's going to be available on store shelves. And it's the brand is called Palcohol, just alcohol with a P. So it's now fully approved. Now
that's every teenage boy's dream.
Well,
I'll go on a date and I'll just sprinkle a little bit of this on her spaghetti, and that's what it's going to be used for. You know it.
Well, and that's what I meant when I said this could be a game changer.
Yeah.
The 7 versions of Palcohol that have been approved include margarita and cosmopolitan flavors, and there's just basically meant to be mixed in with water to make the drinks, or you can sprinkle it on any dish and give it an extra kick. They even offer up some suggestions like the kamikaze and guacamole, rum on a barbecue sandwich, Cosmo on a salad, vodka on your eggs in the morning. It's interesting. They say that add the Palcohol after the dish is cooked, because otherwise you're just going to burn the booze off, and that defeats the purpose, right?
But what if you mixed it, like really a lot of this Palcohol and just a tiny bit of water, and then shot it? That's what the kids are going to do.
Oh, you mean like
make a good shooter, point. Like turn it into syrup. Would that be a lot more alcohol involved?
I don't know. Good point.
That's dangerous as hell. They're not going to legalize marijuana in this country, even though it seems to be doing well down in the States, but Palcohol, powdered alcohol, is fine. Something that you can sprinkle on the food of anything, on your dog's food, on your kid's food. You know, some kid gets a hold of this thing. Oh, look, Kool-Aid. Let me just mix this.
Yeah.
That is insanity.
That said, people who sell, the retailers that sell this Palcohol, they have to follow all the regular rules and regulations regarding alcohol sales. So that means you just can't, you know, walk into a corner store and pick up the powdered alcohol without, you know, proper identification and proving that you're over 21 and that kind of stuff.
No, but how many parents are going to keep that in the liquor cabinet under lock and key?
Exactly.
Kids can just wander into the kitchen and grab this powdered whatever from whatever cupboard that it happens to be in. That is probably one of the stupidest ideas I've ever heard in my life.
Well, it's interesting. It's not a new idea, because they've been selling this product or a product similar to it.
Under the name of Roofy?
No, but they've been selling it in Japan and Germany for a while now, so I'd be interested to find out how they deal with that type of situation. And finally, for today, I've got some great Canadianisms. These are some things that only Canadians can appreciate and understand.
All right.
Finding yourself regularly apologizing to inanimate objects that you bump into. Mm-hmm. Been there, done that.
Or marrying them, in your case.
Or how about that tragic day in your life when you realize that the house hippo does not actually exist?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry, you didn't know?
I love the house hippo. I've been looking everywhere for one.
Only Canadians can understand having one of your major cities be known internationally as the city governed by the crack-smoking weirdo.
Well, hang on. It was us and Washington, D.C., too, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Washington can lay claim to that as well. Only a Canadian can understand not being able to find a decent poutine or maple syrup when you go abroad. Finding a sweet deal online and then only realizing you're on the American version of the website.
Oh yeah.
That kills me every time.
Then they
time.
Add the shipping, the handling, the duty, all of the other stuff. Or they just say, oh, not available to you. You're scum of the earth up there north of the border.
Only Canadians, and definitely this year, can understand that day in March when you get irrationally optimistic that spring is in fact on its way, only to wake up to a huge pile of snow the next morning. Amen. Only Canadians have experienced paying significantly more money for domestic flights than international ones.
I discovered that when I moved out here to Nova Scotia.
Mm.
I told my parents, oh, I'll be back to Edmonton. I'll come and visit all the time. That's when I realized, after I got here, that it's cheaper to go down to Bermuda, to Jamaica, to
London,
England, to France, all these places, than just to go across our own country. How bad is that? Well, I can always take the train. No, that's more expensive. And it takes days. And there's not a direct train that goes from coast to coast like there should have been. What happened to Pierre Burton and the last spike and all of that stuff? No, we downsized all of that.
That's
We're
right.
pulling up those tracks. We're no longer doing that because it's not important. Are you kidding? Canada is, we are the perfect situation for a bullet train. We call it the prairies.
Mm.
You can get a bullet train going from Winnipeg to Edmonton. Shunk, just go. It's straight. You won't even need to. You just have to worry about the odd gopher on the track. Other than that, you can shoot that thing so fast. It would be so good for the environment. Why aren't we doing that? That just drives me insane.
Only Canadians can experience this or understand this experience. This video is not available in your country. How many times have you seen that on YouTube?
There's no American that understands the, hey, I got American Netflix.
That, you know what? That's next on the list.
Because Americans, they get American Netflix. That's their normal Netflix. We have to get it. We have to, like, you know, talk to some seedy underworld figure to get us American Netflix. Not that we do that here in this house, because that would be illegal.
That would be wrong. Mm-hmm. Only Canadians can understand your international friends visiting Vancouver and expecting you to pop by for a weekend from Toronto.
You know, one time back in the 80s, I was traveling. This is a true story. I was in Greece, and I told this guy from Greece, he could barely speak English, but we were trying to communicate. I told him that I was from Canada.
Mm.
And he said, oh, I my friend from San Francisco. You know my friend? He was completely serious. The one person he knew that went over to North America is now living in San Francisco and assumed that, of course, because we both are living over here, that we would know each other.
We'd know. Oh, God.
You know, the weird thing is, I knew him. No, just kidding. Oh, him. Oh, yeah. Everybody knows him.
Only Canadians can realize or can relate to people looking at you like you're a heartless bastard when you tell them how delicious beaver tails are.
Mmm, beaver tails.
Never being sure if you're supposed to sing the French or the English version of O Canada.
But all hockey fans know both versions, whether they want to admit it or not. They've heard them enough.
Yes, and only Canadians patriotically root for the Toronto Maple Leafs and always have to drown your sorrows in a six-pack of Canadian by the end of the night.
You know what I find ironic? The fact that the only Canadian team in the playoffs right now, the Montreal Canadiens, are even named Canadian. But can you think of any area that's less Canadian than Montreal, Quebec? I mean, they're talking separation. They do not want to be Canadian, but their team is called Canadiens, and they are now representing the country, whether they want to or not.
I was going to say Calgary, but no, deep down, they're definitely Canadian. I just found that Calgary seems more American than anything else.
That's just because of all the Texas oil people that moved up and lived in Calgary.
Is that it?
Oh, sure. No, Calgary's definitely Canadian.
Yeah.
They don't want to... When was the last time they tried to separate? Well, there was the Reform Party. Now that's Harper. Now he's prime minister of the country, so...
Hang on a minute.
Oh, hang on. Yeah, wait a second.
I mean, that's like we should actually declare Fort McMurray to be...
An annex of Halifax.
Exactly.
Cape Breton.
An annex of... or just make it an unofficial, the Fourth Maritime Province.
You know, that's another thing that I discovered when we did our Easter egg hunt over the weekend. How many displaced Nova Scotians from Alberta listen to this podcast?
Absolutely. Actually,
unbelievable.
You know what? I think we should advertise out there and let them know that the podcast is available.
I'm just looking. The three people that we drew yesterday, they're all local people.
Mm.
I almost feel like going in there and drawing again and maybe sending some radio station paraphernalia out to somebody in Fort McMurray. We might do that. So if you listen to us from out west, definitely check your email bunk because we might just do that. We really appreciate your support out there.
Yes. Hey, listen, we got a busy week here at the Halifax Daily News. Want to let you know something that is coming up later in the week. On Thursday, we have none other than Harv Stewart joining us in the Beaver Bank Bunker.
And you know what that means?
What?
A reunion of Jamie, Harv, and Lisa, the old Q104 morning show.
That's kind of scary.
When was the last time Jamie, Harv, and Lisa were together? It was on Q104.
It was.
That would have been back in, 2003, I think? So, yeah, looking forward to Harv Stewart. You know him from Harv Sportsland on TV.
That's sort of what we're going to be discussing, because after 20 years, that show is coming to the end of its run, so we're going to...
Dexter's a big fan.
I know.
Dexter, it's okay, buddy.
Breaks his heart. Breaks his heart.
There's... Dexter, there are still reruns, bud.
Yes.
Anyway, what were we saying?
So we're just going to get a little bit of the history of Harv Sportsland and find out why the show is going to end its run after so long.
All right, before these dogs go completely crazy and eat each other, I think we should better sign off. So we'll be back again Wednesday morning.
Until then.